let's talk about your story. So your story is what allows you to connect and relate to your audience on a deeper emotional level. And here's something that's important I want to share. We all have a story. Because if you're anything like I was at one point, you're probably saying, well, I don't really have a story. I don't have much to share. I don't have no crazy rags to riches story or anything like that, or any real dramatic story. And that's what I thought. I thought I had to have some big dramatic story that was all about me and how cool I am for me to share my message in a way that connected with people, in a way that related with people through story. So it's not about trying to come across as perfect or using this opportunity to brag about yourself and how cool you are and how much stuff you have and how much money you make and all that stuff. It's a complete opposite. And a lot of people do this. They just, when it's time to share their story, they just spend the next 10, 15 minutes talking about how cool they are. And they don't realize that people do not care about that. People don't care about how cool you are. People want to know, can you help me? So what I want to do is I want to share with you how you can share your story in a way that's real, that's authentic, that's unique, that's relatable, that allows you to connect with your audience, allows you to communicate your message in a way that creates an emotional bond with your audience and builds trust. So that's what it's all about. And when you share your story, you'll be able to deliver value and create credibility through sharing your past experiences and your struggles and your breakthroughs that you had as a result of going through those experiences. So the past struggles that you've gone through, the struggles, the hardships, the experiences, these are now your biggest assets. These are the things that will allow you to bridge the gap between you and your audience. This will what allow you to attract your ideal dream clients through sharing something in a way that makes them resonate with you and make them say, wow, this person gets me. They've gone through what I've gone through. I can relate. So that's what sharing story is all about. And when it comes to sharing your story, one of the biggest things that you want to have is empathy. So things like, I know what it feels like to blank. Or you start off saying, well, I've been there. Or I'm no different than you. Or not too long ago, I was in your shoes. These things create that empathy and it helps people to realize that you understand them. And empathy, when it comes to sharing a story, is one of the most powerful things. Marketing in general, messaging in general, you want to have empathy. You want to be able to understand your prospects. You want to be able to understand what they're going through on a deeper level. And you want to communicate that. So through your story, they should feel like you know what it feels like to go through that. They should feel like you've been there. They should feel like you are no different than them. You're not this guy or this guru sitting on the top of the mountain just preaching about how cool you are. You was in their shoes at one point and you just discovered something that has allowed you to break through and now you're here to share with them. So you want to focus on that empathy. You want to be vulnerable. This is what makes you human. In a story is, and I can't stress this enough, is not about coming across as perfect as this person that has never struggled, who just woke up one day in the best shape of your life, woke up one day with all the money in the world, woke up one day on the beaches, traveling, having so much fun. It wasn't always like that. And you want to share that story. You want to be vulnerable. You want to share the experiences that you've gone through because that is what makes you human. That's what we can relate to. You want to be real. You want to be relevant. You want to be vulnerable. You want to focus on the emotions and the feelings. Because doing this captivates your audience and brings them into the present moment. And you want them to be there with you in the story. Feeling the feelings. Coming to the same realizations that you had. Taking similar actions to what you took to get results. So share your story and focus on this. Focus on empathy. Focus on being vulnerable. Becoming real and relevant. And sharing the emotions and feelings so that you can get people to feel this in the present moment. And have them going through this journey with you. And when it comes to sharing your story, especially communicating it and your messaging through videos, maybe on a webinar, maybe you're live on stage, you want to share what I call the breakthrough journey. And your breakthrough journey is simply what it took to get from where you were to where you are right now. And you're sharing the breakthroughs and the experience and the process and the action that you have to take and the thing that allow you to break through to get from there, point A to point B, which is where you're at right now. So to get clear on your breakthrough journey and your story, what are the past experiences and struggles that you've gone through on your journey from where you started to where you're at today? What did that journey look like? What are the lessons? What are the insights? What are the breakthroughs that you've had from going through this? What did you learn? What results did you create? What did you feel called to do or share as a result? And most importantly, who did you become? Because the person that you became, the person that you are right now sharing that story, is most likely the person that your audience wants to be. Because you may be at level 7 and they're at level 2 right now. And they want to be this person at level 7. Or at least that person at level 7 that's on the journey to level 10 or level 100, whatever it may be. But they're looking at you as the person that can help them. They're looking at you as the expert. They're looking at you as the messenger. So share who you became. And this will allow your audience to step into that identity too and start to see themselves as that. Start to say, wow, if I follow what he or she says, if I go through their blueprint, if I go through their roadmap, if I follow this process, if I take action on what they're sharing, I can be there feeling these feelings, experiencing these results. And then you relate it back to the insight or the lesson or that one aha moment, that one breakthrough that you had that changed everything for you. And that's the breakthrough journey. It's getting clear on where you were and sharing that experience, sharing the struggle, sharing what you faced, what you had to overcome, and what changed for you. And then what a result that you created after that. And then why do you feel called to now share this? And I'm going to break this down into more detail. But before I do, I just want to share that you really want to be intentional about your story. So as a result of sharing your story, what is the relevant message that you want people to get? What feeling do you want them to experience? What new thoughts, insights, decisions, actions do you want them to take? What is the big aha or breakthrough that you want them to have? So your story should always be relevant to the message that you want to get across and the end result that you want people to have. So it's not enough to just share some random story that has nothing to do with everything else that you're talking about or the topic that you're diving deeper into. And I know this happens a lot. At least I've experienced it to where someone is sharing a story and at the end, you're just like, okay, like cool story. But that's it, right? There was no connection. It was not relevant to everything else they were talking about. And you don't want to do that. You want to make sure your story is relevant. And the way you do that is by being intentional before you even share your story, before you craft your story, first get clear on what is the relevant message that you want to get across. And what feelings do you want people to experience as they're going through your story with you? What are the thoughts? What are the insights? What are the decisions? What are the things that you want to go on in their mind as they're hearing this? What is the big aha or breakthrough moment that you want them to have? Your story should be captivating. Your story should inspire action. Your story should create new perspective or internal shift inside people. Your story should give people hope that it's possible for them to get what they want. So just remember that and focus on being intentional. Now let's break down the major parts of your story. So I put together a 5-step process that will allow you to really share your story in a way that just makes sense, is simple to follow, and will allow you to communicate your value, communicate your message, and relate it back to the point that you're trying to get across or the message that you want people to receive or the way that you want them to feel. So there's 5 parts. The first part is the call. The second is the bottom. Third is the turning point. Fourth is the result. And fifth is the mission. And I can't take full credit for this formula. This is the result of me taking pieces of what I learned from studying and listening to great marketers and storytellers over the years and just paying attention and seeing, and then also struggling with how to share my own story and coming up with this process. So this is me taking all those pieces and all those experiences and putting it together on my own. So I can't take full credit for it, but one thing I can tell you is that this process works. So let's go into the first part of sharing your story, which is the call. So your call, that's the starting point of your story. So this is the conflict or the realization or the feeling that you had that sent you on your path. So maybe you live in an ordinary life. Everything was just going day by day. Everything was cool. And now something happened. Maybe a conflict, maybe a realization. Maybe it was a feeling that you had. Maybe it was a thought inside your mind. And that sent you on your journey. That sent you on your path to creating more. That is what allowed you to step out of your comfort zone and now go on that. So when you're starting your story and you're sharing it and you're learning how to craft it, what was the moment where you felt the pull or the call to do or to be or to have more? And that sent you on this journey to becoming the person that you are today. How are you feeling in this moment? What did things look like? Why did you feel like now was the time to change? And it's important that you know the stuff because this is where you can relate and connect with people who are also on the start of their journey, who also feel the call or the pull to make a change, but are still on the sidelines and maybe not taking action. So when you relate to them and you share how you felt and you share what you were going through, and then you share why you still took action, now they're going to say, oh, wow, this makes sense. I got to take action too. So for me, my call, the beginning of my story starts with me sitting in a psychology class my senior year of college. And I looked around the class. I looked around everyone in the classroom and I asked myself, where will we be within the next 5 to 10 years? And I just had an image in my head of me living a life on other people's terms, doing what my parents wanted me to do, following what society wanted me to do, and just living a life not feeling fulfilled, not feeling passionate, just feeling like a robot going day to day, doing the same thing in and out, and not really doing something that mattered. I saw myself just trading my time and doing something that didn't fulfill me, that didn't make any difference, and that didn't allow me to create the lifestyle that I wanted. Because up until then, I already knew that I had big dreams. I already knew that I wanted to make an impact on other people's lives. But I was just going day by day, following this path, and it took me sitting in that class and just zoning out and having that vision of, okay, if I follow the same path that I'm going on right now, that the majority of people are going down, what would it look like? And it took me getting upset and feeling frustrated in that moment of what I saw, of the person that I saw myself becoming, because I was following what everyone else wanted me to do and I was just trying to please everyone. I knew that if I followed this path, I would be unhappy. I would be unfulfilled. I would not be making my biggest contribution in the world. And that moment, I made a decision. And up until then, I already started dabbling on in online marketing and understanding how to start your own business and entrepreneurship and things like that. So in that moment, I really made a commitment that, you know what, I was going to do whatever it takes to create that, because it was in my senior year. So in less than a year, I was already going to graduate from college and be on the quote unquote real world. So I knew that now is the time to take action. So that was my call. That's where my journey starts. And the conflict or the realization was me seeing myself 5 to 10 years from now, not liking what I saw, knowing that I would not be living my life on purpose and doing what I wanted, and really saying, now it's time to make a change, now time to make a decision. And that set me on my path to where I'm at right now. So that's the call. So get clear on the call for you and answer these questions to help you get clear on that. And the call is also, you're also sharing that struggle. You're sharing the emotion that you felt. So in that moment, I felt frustrated. I felt angry. I felt like I was going to live a life on other people's terms. Now, can you relate to that? And I'm sure you can. As an entrepreneur, almost all entrepreneurs can relate to the feeling of knowing that they want to live a life on purpose. They can relate to the feeling of being frustrated knowing that they're not given their greatest gift. They're just following a path, following what society wants them to do. So the biggest thing is that, yes, I'm sharing a specific situation, but maybe you can't relate to sitting in a college classroom and asking yourself that question. Maybe you can't relate to being in a psychology class. Maybe you can't relate to those specific events, but you can relate to feeling frustrated and feeling angry and feeling like I deserve more, that my life matters more, that I'm not going to just trade my time to just make other people happy. I'm going to make my biggest impact on the world. I'm going to live my best lifestyle. I'm going to do what I want. So that's what you can relate to. You can relate to the feelings. You can relate to the thoughts that were going on in my mind. And that's what you really want to share and bring up in your story. So the first thing is the call. The second thing is the bottom. So now I'm on this journey. So I said, I'm going to do whatever it takes. And the path that I chose was internet marketing, growing my business online, selling information. And I dabble into different things. And this is the struggle part of my story. Okay. So the struggle is not just one event, but it's the path that you're going through, the struggles that you went through, the ups and downs once you made that decision and once you're on that path. Because most people don't decide, okay, I'm going to make this happen and just boom, the next day it happens. There are struggles and obstacles and hardships that they face. And this is where people can relate to. So the struggle is the bottom. It's the low point as you're on your path. So as you took action, as you went on your journey, what were the obstacles and the struggles and unexpected challenges that you faced as you were moving forward? How did you feel during these times? What were the thoughts going on in your mind? What kept you going? This is where you really want to focus on the feelings and experiences. Because through your story of struggle, That's where you can create the connection and the empathy and the trust with your audience. Because you are not the only person that went through these hardships. You're not the only person that felt this way. You're not the only person that faced these ups and downs and these challenges and had these thoughts in your mind. So when you share that, now people say, wow, they get me. Understand exactly what I'm going through. And they start to pay more attention to you. So for me, I went on this path. And yes, I thought that it would be easy. I just started chasing the secret. I was hearing these big promises from all these gurus and experts. All you have to do is this XYZ, send traffic to this funnel, and you'll be making six figures. And I followed this path, and I was just consuming information every night on webinars, buying product after product, spending thousands of dollars just learning and learning and learning and learning, always feeling like the answer was in the next thing. Always feeling like someone else had the solution. No matter what I bought, never feeling like it was enough. Always feeling like I needed more. And I was on this path of just consuming information, and it got me feeling frustrated and burnt out. And I wasn't even taking action. I was just so caught up in consuming information. And then when I did start taking action, I started dabbling in a lot of things, but nothing fulfilled me. Nothing really made me feel alive and on purpose. I would be doing stuff and I would get a result and I would feel this way, but I always felt like something was missing. And I dabbled in every single thing, just chasing that secret. So I did affiliate marketing, network marketing, MLM, tried to sell t-shirts, Amazon, all like everything, selling my own low-ticket products. Everything that you can think of, I tried because I was chasing the secret. And I wasn't feeling fulfilled. And then when I started having some success, I created my own products and I was selling it, but I started attracting the wrong type of people. People that didn't really value what I had to offer. People that would buy the course but would not take action on it. And I felt burnt out and I felt frustrated, wondering, like, what's going on? But then still being so stuck in my comfort zone, still being so stuck that I continued doing the same things, even though I wasn't feeling passionate, even though I wasn't feeling fulfilled. And that's my struggle, the ups and downs, feeling overwhelmed, feeling frustrated, feeling like the best kept secret, knowing that I had a real message to share, knowing that I had value to share, but instead of leading with what I wanted, following other people's path. Someone said, create your own products. That's what I did. Someone said, do high ticket coaching. That's what I did. Someone said, no, this is not the best thing to do. What you want to do is Amazon, or you want to do eBay, or you want to do all this stuff. And I would jump from thing to thing, trusting other people more than I trusted myself. And I felt burnt out and I felt frustrated. And those times where I would just be in my room and I'll be angry, tears just falling down my eyes, wondering, will I ever make this dream that I have a reality? And that's my bottom. And so through that, and yes, I will craft it in a way that flows, but I'm just breaking out each part. Because once you break it down, now you can make it relevant to the story that you're sharing. But that's my bottom. And those are the feelings. I'm feeling overwhelmed, feeling frustrated, feeling like the best kept secret, feeling out of alignment, not feeling passionate. Those are the feelings that I felt. The thoughts that are going through my mind. Is this really possible? Am I going to make this happen? What's the next thing that I can buy? Who's the next person that I can follow? Right? Those are the thoughts. But what kept me going was knowing that it's possible. But that's my bottom. You want to get clear on your bottom. The struggles, the obstacles, the challenges that you face during your journey. And like I said, this is where you really want to focus on the feelings and experiences that you face. So now let's talk about the turning point. So the turning point, that's the moment of discovery where you made a new powerful decision that changes everything. So in your turning point, what happens? Maybe something changes inside of you. Maybe you have a new realization or revelation. Maybe you meet a mentor. Maybe you decide to try something different. And it's usually that one decision, that one moment on your journey that takes you from those struggles and that low points to now having things look up for you. So now that's when you break through. So throughout that when that breakthrough moment happened, how did you feel as a result of it? Did you feel a sense of hope? Did you have new belief and confidence? Did you have an inner knowing? Right? This is the moment that things change for you, and it's a breakthrough that you want to share with your audience that will allow them to break through as well and see results in their own life. And this is a very huge part of your message. So for me, the turning point for me was, yes, I was going through the ups and downs and I was still stuck in my comfort zone. And the moment that changed for me was when I was sitting inside of the doctor's office and having him tell me that there's a chance that I may have lymphoma, that the lump on my neck, the swollen lymph node that was growing could be cancer, and that he wanted to have surgery, and within the next 2 weeks he wanted to have surgery fast, do the biopsy and see what was going on, right? In that moment, hearing that stuff, being a 23-year-old kid, now everything in my life just pauses, and I start to ask myself, am I really making that impact? Am I really doing what I said I would do, what I envisioned when I was sitting back in that college classroom? Or am I just following a path? It's a different path, but I'm still following a path of doing what everyone else wants me to do. Am I really doing the work that fulfills me? How many people can say that I really helped them? Because I felt like that best kept secret, and I knew that I had a message inside of me to share. I knew that I wanted to do things a certain way, but I wasn't doing it in fear of, if I did it this way, maybe I wouldn't get any more sales. Maybe people wouldn't resonate with it. So I had all these stories and things holding me back. But in that moment, that changed. Because as I'm sitting there and as I'm answering these questions that I'm asking myself, I realized that I'm not really in alignment with who I want to be and what I want to create. And I made a commitment in that moment to share my authentic message. I made a commitment in that moment to be my best self and do the work that I felt called to do and make my impact. And that commitment sent me on a path to really self-mastery and really sharing and understanding how do you get your real message out there. And then realizing that there are other people just like me who felt that same way, who felt unfulfilled, who knew they had value to share, who felt like they're just chasing the secret, looking for external things instead of first getting clear on the inside of what do they really want? What do they really want to create? What is the impact that they want to have on the world? And I knew that once I overcame this for myself, it would be my purpose and my mission to help others with the same thing. So that was the turning point for me, making the decision and making a commitment to share my authentic message and make my biggest impact. So for you and your story, what was the turning point? What was the moment that changed everything? Maybe you were doing things and you were struggling, and then you met a mentor and he shared with you three steps, or he shared with you three things, and that changed everything for you. Maybe you was taking action, and then one day you came across this video, you came across this webinar, and you learned this one thing and you implemented it, and after that things started looking up for you. Maybe you were in your car and you're driving, and then you just had this idea to start a podcast, to start a webinar series, to start this show, or to write this book. You didn't know how you do it, but you committed to doing it, and that's what made your business blow up. And what was the turning point? What was the breakthrough moment for you that took you from those lows and those struggles and facing those things that you were facing during the bottom to now breaking through and having things look up for you and sending you further along the path of getting to where you're at right now? That's the turning point. Then the next thing that you want to share is the result. So the result is pretty much life after the turning point. So what happened as a result of that breakthrough, of that turning point, of that decision? What result did you create? What changed in your life, in your business, in your health? What new feeling did you experience? Right? And who did you become? You want to focus on the identity and the feelings. Who did you become as a result of that? Because remember, people want to step into a new identity. People see themselves as this person. So who did you become? What was the result that you created? And this is where you build that credibility as someone who's been on a similar path, made it through, and has created real results. So it's not about bragging about yourself or being perfect, but in this moment, this is where you build up that credibility and share the results that you've been able to create. And also, don't think that you have to have some crazy results or here's how, after this, I made $1 million or I lost 100 pounds before you can share your results and for it to matter. You just have to be able to create a result that people want and help them get a result. It doesn't have to be the crazy top of the line dramatic story or dramatic results. We went from rags to riches. It doesn't have to be that. Your story matters. The result that you created is enough. That's why you're here, because you know you have something that can help people. That's why you're watching this, that's why you invested in this course. So what is the result? So for me, after I made that decision, now I went from selling my information, all the knowledge and all expertise inside my head for $7 and $27. I went from undervaluing myself to getting on the phone with people that reached out to me, wanted to learn more from me, who felt inspired by the work I was doing, and being able to charge $1,000, $2,000, up to $2,500 plus on the phone. I went from feeling overwhelmed and struggling and feeling not passionate to waking up every single morning, feeling alive, feeling inspired, feeling like I'm doing the work that I'm called to do. The result, I've had people come up to me or send me messages saying because of what I did, because of what I shared, inspired them to get their message out there, inspired them to grow their business a certain way. It helped them realize that they weren't really doing what they wanted to do. And I have become a person that has allowed other people to step up in their own life. And that's the result that I created. Now I feel fulfilled. Now I feel alive. Now I'm charging what I'm worth. Now I'm doing the work that I love, and I have so much fulfillment and so much passion. Every single day when I wake up, I'm showing up as my best self. And this is the result. And guess what? Everything that I've shared with you, this is what my ideal client wants. And I'm sure as I'm saying this, you can resonate with that. This is what you want to create, these feelings. So you want to share the result, and you want to share how you feel, and you want to share who you became as a result of it. Because now that's when people will say, wow, okay, because of what you're sharing, if I follow this, now I can become this. I can feel this way. I can have this result. I can experience these feelings too. And so now it goes from just sharing your story and sharing the stuff to now saying, okay, I understand what you're going through. I overcame it. This is the result that I created as a result of it. And now you build up that credibility and that trust and that connection. And people are seeing you as a person that can help them get that same thing. And it may not be you that had the result, but maybe you shared something and then you had a client get this result. You had someone close to you get this result. But the thing that matters is that you're able to provide results. You're able to create results and that you can help them. So the result is the life after the turning point. What happened as a result of the breakthrough? So you decided to start this podcast. What was the result of it? You decided to implement these three steps. What was the result of it? Right, get clear on that. You decided that now you're going to take your health seriously and you're going to commit to a lifestyle change and you're going to drink one green smoothie a day. What was the result of it? Share that in this step. And then here's where you tie everything back, the mission. So that's the reason why you're doing or sharing this. So you was on the call. And then you hit bottom. You're going through the struggles. And then a breakthrough happened. And from that breakthrough, you was able to create a result. And now you tie all that back to the message that you want them to get. You tie all that back into the content that you're sharing in the rest of your presentation. So because of what you're going through, your mission is the call. The calling is the purpose. It's you going through this and realizing that it's your mission and your duty to share this, share whatever you're sharing in that moment, right? So from that, in this phase, you're going to extract the knowledge and the wisdom and the lesson learned from your path, and you're going to turn it into the message that you want to share, that you want people to get from it, right? So for example, from me getting that result, what did I realize? I realized that if you want to feel fulfilled, if you want to feel passionate, if you want to create real results, it first starts with building your business from the inside out. It starts with committing to being your best self and sharing your authentic message and understanding how you share your message in a compelling way that felt good to you, that served you, but also allowed you to attract your dream clients and serve them at the highest level. That's what I realized. And that's exactly what I share with people through my framework. That's what I'm helping them do. So now I share all that stuff and that's how I tie it back into it. Because I'm saying this is what I realized. And now I feel called to share this with you. And in the rest of this video, in the rest of this training, in the rest of this speech, I'm going to share with you the exact three steps or the exact five things, the five breakthroughs that I've gone through that had the biggest impact on me and that allowed me to go from where I was to where I'm at right now. So in the mission part of your story, you're tying it all together. So you want to make it relevant. So you tie everything that you shared together so that it's relevant to your message and makes sense to your audience and allow them to have their own breakthrough and take the next desired step. So you go from sharing the result, and now that you have that result, you're here and you're ready to share with them exactly how you did it. So in the mission, you're sharing, okay, here's why I'm here right now. Here's why I'm sharing this. And here are the steps that allow me to break through. So those are the five things. I want you to put this together. And for right now, I want you to just break down each part of your story. What was the call for you? What was the bottom and the struggle that you faced? What was that turning point? That moment, that idea, that insight, that thought, that question that changed everything for you? And what was the result after that? So there's life before the breakthrough and the turning point, and there's life after the breakthrough, after you made this decision. So what was the result that you was able to create? And tie that to the result that you know people want. Tie that to the feeling that you know people want to experience. And now, focus on the mission. So make it relevant. So here's why I'm sharing this with you. Here's why I'm called to share this with you. So simple. And just to give you an idea of how to share and how simple it is, once you have all these things, let me put all the pieces to my story together. So my story begins with me sitting in a college classroom in my psychology class my senior year. And for whatever reason, I just zoned out and I just looked around the classroom and I asked myself, where will we all be within the next 5 to 10 years? And an image of me just following a path and doing work that I didn't feel called to do, working on someone else's time and not living life that I knew was possible for me, living below my potential, that's what showed up in my mind. And for whatever reason, I just got frustrated in that moment. And I got angry because I knew my potential. I knew that I could go out there and help people. I knew that I deserved to play big and live a life of meaning. Yes, I didn't know exactly how I was going to do it yet, but I knew that was possible for me. And I knew if I continued down this path of doing the same thing over and over again, that I would have this. I would be living a life that's not on purpose. I would be living a life based on pleasing others and doing what other people wanted me to do. So in that moment, I committed to making a change. And up until then, I was already dabbling online and I knew a little bit about online marketing and affiliate marketing and list building and things like that. So in that moment, I committed that I was going to do whatever it took because this is my senior year. I had less than a year to graduate. So I said, now is the time. So from that decision, I really took the online stuff seriously. And everything that I could find, I was consuming. I was consuming trainings and webinars. Every night I was on another webinar, buying product after product, course after course. And I was just consuming information. And even though I knew a lot, I wasn't taking action because I felt so overwhelmed with all the conflicting information. But I knew deep down inside that I had value to share. And I continued learning and chasing the secret and taking action and experiencing some success. But I never really broke through. And then throughout all this stuff, throughout trying so many different things, so many business models, I decided I'm going to take what I know and I'm going to package it up. And I started creating products and I started making sales right off the bat, but I was attracting the wrong type of people. And even though I was making money, I wasn't feeling fulfilled because I knew I wasn't really helping people because number one, they weren't taking action. Number two, they weren't the ideal people. And number three, I didn't feel inspired by what I was doing, by what I was packaging up, for me to fully show up as my best self and serve them the way that I knew was really possible. So even though I was making money, I was just stuck in my comfort zone and it stopped me from breaking through. And this cycle just kept going on and on and on until one day I'm sitting in my doctor's office and he's telling me that there's a chance that the enlarged lymph node on my neck could be cancer and that we had to get surgery within the next 2 weeks to do a biopsy and to get the results. And in that moment, I just started to question everything. And I started to ask myself, am I really making this impact? Am I really doing work that matters? Am I really living the life that I thought I would be right now when I was sitting in that classroom and I made that decision to do things on my own terms? And the answer was no. The answer was that I was feeling unfulfilled. I was feeling like the best kept secret because I knew that I had so much value to share, but I was holding myself back. And I was just looking for external things. But in that moment, that was the first time that I realized for things to change, I had to change. So I made a commitment in that moment that I was going to be my best self. I was going to share my authentic message, that I was going to help other people who feel the same way, who feel like they're the best kept secret, who feel like they have so much value to share, who feel like something is holding them back and they're so close, but yet they can't break through. I was going to help them create results by helping them realize the same thing that I realized, which is that true success starts from the inside out. And at the moment that you can connect to your authentic message, the moment that you can tap into your zone of genius and start doing work and start building your business around your true knowledge and expertise, that's when you can break through, when you focus on you and what you really want instead of chasing all these external things. So from that decision, everything changed for me. I went from charging $7 to $27 for my courses and for my trainings and all the knowledge and stuff that I spent over $23,000 to learn, to having the confidence to be on the phone with my ideal clients and saying, my coaching program is $2,000. I went from feeling like the best kept secret to having people on a daily basis saying that I'm inspiring them, saying that I'm making a big impact on them, saying that just from my video, they got one thing that allowed them to have the clarity to go out there and share their message, saying that one thing that I shared with them allowed them to structure their message in a way so now they got their first client after struggling for months. So I finally started feeling fulfilled. I finally was in a place where now I'm passionate and I'm loving life. And every single day I wake up in my zone, knowing that I'm doing work that matters. And that's what I want for you. That's why I'm here sharing this with you. Because inside of this training, I'm going to share with you the exact 3 breakthroughs that allowed me to go from feeling stuck and feeling frustrated and feeling overwhelmed to being alive and inspired and on fire, to being able to charge what I'm worth, to be able to stand up in the marketplace and say, this is who I am. This is what I believe. This is the purpose that I'm put here to fulfill. And I know that if you can have these 3 breakthroughs, if you can have this, if you can understand what I'm sharing with you, you will break through. Your life will never be the same. The way that you show up will never be the same. This is completely different than what most experts and most gurus will try to tell you, because this now we're starting from the inside out. I'm not just going to show you how to build a business that makes you money. I'm going to show you how to build a business that you love, that gives you freedom, that gives you fulfillment, that allows you to make the biggest impact on the world. So here are the 3 steps, or the 3 breakthroughs. So boom, see right there? If I was on a call, if I was on a webinar, if I was doing a speech, this is what I would share. And I took each piece. I took the call, I took the bottom, I took the turning point, I took the result, then I tied it into the mission and why we're here right now, and I led into it. So now if you hear that story, everything else that I say after that will be so much more compelling. You'll pay so much more attention because the way I set it up. So you want to set up your story in a way to frame the rest of your content and have people just drawn in, listening word for what you're saying. After you build that credibility, you build the connection, you build up the trust, and now you're telling them exactly why you're here and why you're the person that's a perfect fit to share with them what you do and how they can get results. So I hope that makes sense. All this really helps you follow this, the call, the bottom, the turning point, the result, and the mission. And the big takeaway that I want you to get from this video is that your story matters. And it's the thing that will allow you to deeply connect with your audience. So share it now. And the action step that I want you to take is I want you to craft your story using the same process that I shared with you, the same 5 steps. And this may be out your comfort zone, or maybe you make videos all the time, but I want you to stretch. I want you to make a video sharing your story, sharing your journey, and then tie it back into why you do what you do. So just take your iPhone. You don't have to have any fancy equipment. Take your iPhone or whatever phone you have and make a video sharing your story and your journey and why you do what you do and why it matters to people and who you help and who you serve. And just do that, right? Share your story. And that's what I really want you to do. I really want you to make the video. But if you, for whatever reason, you're saying, I absolutely cannot make a video, then just make a post, either a blog post or a social media post, sharing your story and connecting it to the core content or the core message that you want to share inside that post or inside that content. But get your message out there. I highly, highly, highly recommend doing it on video, just because 1, it's going to stretch you. 2, video is the best way to create connection, in my opinion. So make a video, but if you, for whatever reason, you're like, I cannot do this, then make a blog post or a social media post sharing it. And what I want you to do is do that and then send me the link to either the post or to the video where you made that. Okay, so that's the action step. I'm holding you accountable to this. You can do it. Just follow the process that I share with you. You won't get it right the first time. It may feel weird, but just share it. Follow that process and you'll be good. I know you'll be good, and I know your story is powerful, and I know just from your story alone you'll be able to inspire others. So do that. Take action on this. Share your story. I hope you got some value from this, because this, man, when I got this, it was just like, wow, right? Things are finally starting to make sense, and everything that I've gone through up until now, it has led me to where I'm at right now. So that's what I wanted to share with you. I hope you got value from this, and I'll see you in the next lesson.